Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Thanks so much for listening to the show. And one of the reasons you're able to keep listening to us for free is because of my amazing sponsor. So thanks for supporting them. And I have to tell you, I am obsessed with my NoNo Pro. I've spent so much time and money on razors and waxing and plucking and tweezing and all that stuff. But NoNo Pro is the best way to remove unwanted hair with no pain, no pain at all. And it's for men too. You know that hair on your back or your long neck hairs, all that stuff, whether it's your legs, your arms, your face, you'll die how easy this is to use and the weeks of long-lasting results. NoNo Pro comes with a 100% 60-day money-back guarantee. And when you purchase, you'll get a $50 gift card to an award-winning skincare line. So go to nonoemily.com. That's nonoemily.com. Check it out.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for the mailing list, and do all that fun stuff. And I love hearing from you. So everyone, thanks for emailing me all your questions at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Because today's show, we are answering your emails. We love hearing from you, and we're getting so many lately that I just want to help you out with your issues, your problems, your desires, your wants, your dreams to have the best sex and relationships of your life. And to help me out, I've got Menace here today.
Hi, how you doing, Emily?
I'm good. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's always weird, like, when we say hi, how you doing, because I've been sitting here probably for a half hour.
And we haven't talked yet.
And we haven't talked.
So I know,
but
we
never talk. It's always awkward when we first talk to each other, but then we get into a groove.
Exactly. And it's early for us right now.
It is very early for us.
Well, not for you, because you do a morning show, but I do not do a morning anything.
Well, for us to be together to do a show,
it is early. I know, it's good. We're never together in the morning.
So what is going on with your life?
Tell me everything. Oh, my God. It's been insane. Well, my brother was here, which you missed.
I know. I totally missed it.
I know.
And I was mad because I saw photos of you guys together online. And you know I love your brother.
I know, everyone loves
your
brother.
He's amazing.
He came on the show, so you know I do the show on Thursday nights at Love Line, so he came into that show and started trashing me all over the place. No, he got came online.
He went on
air? He didn't trash me. You guys, everyone has to check out the show because it was last week's episode with Deanna Jordan. She's actually an addiction specialist, and the show's called Addicted to Love and Other Drugs, and people just loved it. My brother like made an appearance the first 10 minutes. He comes in like kind of buzzed from dinner.
And I mean, he went on air.
And he came on air.
No way.
Yeah. And he's like, hey. He's like, so does everyone know about your issues with relationships? Like, he just started.
I know.
I'm like, what are you, Menace? I mean, like, everyone knows my stuff. What are you talking about?
Well, it's funny because, I mean, we've had him on the show before. It was actually on television on Misadvised. If you want to see it, you can download it on iTunes. Just type in Misadvised on Bravo. But there is an episode where your brother hangs out with you, and it is hilarious. And yeah,
he breaks it down.
You
if gotta, you ever want to
gotta
know,
watch it.
Yeah,
because it, you know, it all stems for, you know, you got issues.
The
but
divorce. No. He started getting into like, and I was like, Michael, not everyone's listened to the show. If they've been listening for a while, I've done 2,000 episodes. How many years are we doing this? 8 years.
Forever.
I'm like, they know my issues. But he was like, well, I think it's because of mom, the divorces and the dad dying mm-hmm. and the remarriages. That's why you have your issues and you don't want to get married. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. Michael, this show is not. And he's drunk, sitting next to this addiction specialist yeah. on the show. It was pretty funny. I mean,
that's
she
hilarious.
Didn't know he was drunk, but he was buzzed. He was hilarious. But people were like, I love your brother. And they only heard him for 5 minutes. But he does break it down.
But in the meantime, what is going on in your life?
With my life?
Anything new?
Yeah, a lot.
You quit Tinder.
You know what? I couldn't even handle Tinder.
It was too much, you know. You had to focus on something else.
I had to focus on something else.
And you don't do well with that, so.
Well, Tinder was just like 90 people match. I couldn't even, it was just a little overwhelming. And did you see that big Tinder lawsuit, too, that the guys who started Tinder are sexually harassed a woman who's supposedly one of the founders?
I did, but apparently they were in a relationship. So you always got to look out for, you know, in-office relationships because
that's true.
Things like that can happen, and then lawsuits can happen, you know.
Right. Be careful who you sleep with.
Be very careful. Know who you're sleeping with because
exactly.
you never know.
You've slept with people you work with, though.
Yeah, but I sleep with people that are, like, cool, you know. I know they're not.
Is there, like, a cool test?
Yeah.
Can you do a test to make
sure?
Like an STD test, but like a test to make sure that you know that they're not going to press any legal charges?
I think if you're working with somebody, you should know them for a long time.
Before you sleep with them, for sure.
Before you sleep with them. Do
right.
not sleep with them right away. And then, you know, what about if it doesn't work out? Then you're stuck with them unless you switch to another job.
Right.
You know?
Right. And exactly. Because you are going to see them every single day. And I know it's very attractive to sleep with someone you work with because maybe you're in meetings together and you're brainstorming and you see them at work and it's powerful. And then you actually see them more than you see your significant other. I'm talking about affairs, too, that happen in the workplace. So I get that you want to date people you work with, but yeah, just be careful. So what else is happening? I'm doing a workshop at Hustler on mm-hmm. August 16th from 8 to 10 that night. It's a Wednesday, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you can just go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and you can just RSVP there. Click on the Hustler banner. What did I say? July?
July.
July 16th. I said June or August. I'm really... I had a bad morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. So wait, let me just finish this. So click on the Hustler banner and then RSVP because it's going to be awesome. We're going to have giveaways. It's called How to Blow His Mind in Bed. And RSVPs are limited. We have a lot of them, but I want to make room for my listeners. And I'd love to meet you in person if you're in Los Angeles. The Hustler Hollywood store is friggin' epic. Have you been there yet? You got to go. It's like an event. It's like they've got this like coffee shop they've got that has like all these mm-hmm. funny drinks, so like blowjob, whatever. But
no,
then they've got
I haven't.
Like every sex toy in the world, huge department of lingerie. Like it's amazing.
Well, I heard they
and they have parking.
I heard they have a casino also,
they
which
do.
I really want to check
oh,
out.
Oh, do? I can get you in there.
What? I can't just walk in?
No, you can. But I can get you VIP passes. I'm friends right. with Larry Flint now.
Oh, sweet.
No, I mean, I've met
name
him.
Name dropping.
I'm not a name dropper.
Let me pick it
but
up
I didn't
off
meet
the
him.
Floor right now.
Oh, it's
hold
funny.
On.
I'm not
you
a name dropper.
It.
I'm not. I did meet him once, though. I gave
cool.
him Emily and Tony ball cream.
Nice.
And a candle.
That's great.
That was really nice, I thought. Okay, so another thing. Okay, so that's the workshop coming up, and
right.
that'll be fun. And also, if you do go to the Hustler Hollywood store and you just check it and you use Sex with Emily at the desk, you tell them when you're checking out, they'll give you 20% off if you buy stuff. But just wait a minute. Well, go now, but then go to my workshop.
That's great.
So yeah, I had a bad morning, and you know
what's
me, like
going
I come
on?
In here and like I always do the show, and it's like my human. It's like Xanax or something for
yeah.
me or Prozac because I feel so much better after I do the show. Like sometimes I come in here like I'll be like oh but really today I got just a lot. I got a friggin' ticket. I pulled up to get my smoothie mm-hmm. that I get now. It's been
yeah.
a year since I quit coffee. A year tomorrow I went into the hospital. Remember when I got sick?
Yeah.
And I pulled up and I knew it was illegal and I ran in for a second and it's totally my fault and I got like a $70 ticket for my $8 smoothie and I was pissed and swearing at her and I was really angry.
I know $70 is a lot of money but still like from where we moved in San Francisco, $70 is nothing. You can't get a $70 ticket if you tried in San Francisco. It would be minimum $85.
Yeah, that's true. Know? Okay, so I save 15 by living in Los
yeah,
Angeles.
That's
but,
great.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And then this week was a great week because Lauren, my devoted assistant and dedicated, came over to my – I'm like, we got to work from home today because my garage – you know I always talk about my garage and – we spent like hours and I'm like, I don't know why we didn't take pictures, but we were going through like all my lubes, all my sex toys, everything in different containers.
Uh-huh.
And now it's all like, there was like I mean, you just can't believe the stuff I've gathered over the years. But it was a pretty fun day at work. And we're going to, because people always email me, let me have some of your toys that you have. But it turns out, I've given a lot of them away to listeners already. Mm-hmm. But we just, so I spent a lot of time organizing my life this week. And I have lots of lubes if you want any.
That's great.
Yeah. And I have a date. It's 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
Coming up. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're listening to it now.
Yeah, exactly. It's whatever. It doesn't matter. But who cares? And are you doing anything?
Yeah, my work is throwing a free concert in the park in Grand Park in downtown LA.
Oh, fun.
And we have bands like Fanagram and Semi Precious Weapons and Echo Smith. Like whole
it's free,
lineup.
So I can't ask you for tickets?
No, you just walk up and you watch it.
I just asking you for
I'm
tickets.
Not going to get you backstage because you're going to drive everybody crazy.
Oh, stop it. I do not. I'm so built for backstage. They love it backstage. Yeah, I'm like, chill. I'm not going to take pictures.
No, but people don't talk a lot backstage. Oh, it's not what everybody thinks. It's so funny because
I know, it's boring working, backstage kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, not even good food. Sometimes you think it'd be amazing food.
Oh my God. It's so boring backstage. People, they want to get backstage so bad.
I know.
I tell you right now, I've been doing this for 15 years. It is so boring. The area that you want to be to have a good time is the side of the stage.
Right.
Side stage or in the pit. I'm telling you, if you have an opportunity to get into that, do it. But backstage is absolutely boring. Nothing is happening. I swear to God, don't kill yourself trying to get backstage.
Exactly.
Because you're going to be really disappointed.
You're so right. So what's new with you? How have you been?
I've been really good. A lot is happening. I mean, I have a major announcement.
Oh.
A major announcement for everybody that's been listening to the show for many years, and they know that I have a love for Taco Bell. And the major announcement is, it is finally happening, everybody.
No!
I'm going to Taco Bell headquarters and going to their test kitchen.
How did you do that?
I talked about it on the radio. So if people don't know, I'm part of a morning show in Los Angeles. And it just so happens that the Taco Bell headquarters is in Los Angeles. And I was talking about my love for Taco Bell. I talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, you want the somebody, what? The Grand Slam back?
No. Thank you. See, she never listens to me.
Honey, I don't
this
know
This is
what
how
tacos
come none do. Of her relationships work out, because she doesn't listen to the other person.
I
it's
do
all
listen
about
to
her.
You.
All right.
Fuck off.
Here we go.
Seriously, don't piss me off today, Menace, because I swear to God, I will kill you.
It was just a ticket. God, calm down.
No, it's not that. There's a lot of other things, so I'm not going to get into it.
All right. Okay, well.
It's all good, though. We'll talk go ahead. About it. Fine. I'm good.
The four-alarm double.
Four-alarm. Sorry, I called it the Grand Slam. You tell me I don't listen. At least I knew. But that's
you
Denny's.
Think you
so
know.
The four-alarm double-decker taco. Thank you. I listen. Fuck you. Go ahead.
You don't really love me. Anyways, the four-alarm
double-decker.
I
swear usually. But now I'm pissed. Yeah, you love
so, yeah,
the four-alarm.
So anyways.
The history
you know,
is they took
about,
it off the menu years ago.
They took it
ago?
Off the menu in 1997. I've been disappointed ever since. Anyway, so
play.
I was talking about all this stuff, and then it's all come together, and I have an invite, and I'm going.
Just tasting kitchen. That doesn't even
the
sound.
The testing kitchen, testing where kitchen. They test products that they don't even they haven't even released to the public yet.
That's so cool. Do you
get
to film
it? I get a tour
it?
And all that kind of stuff. Well, no, that's a secret test kitchen.
Okay,
so.
I won't tell anyone.
You can't, you know.
That is really cool, Menace. That's a big milestone. When you when you said, I know you have a love, I almost had a heart attack that you were engaged.
No. We're talking about Taco Bell here. Very serious
I know.
Stuff.
That's your bigger love, I think, than your girlfriend. I think your girlfriend, whatevs, but Taco Bell is here to stay.
Yeah, so I've been talking about, if people have been fans of the show for a long time, you know that I've been talking about it forever. It's finally happening. If you want to see photos, I'm sure I'm going to Instagram some photos.
Yeah.
Menace on Instagram, yeah. M-E-N-A-C-E. And then, just that happening. And, I do a daily morning show. We talk about pop culture, not really sex or anything like
it's fine.
That.
Fine. People
so
like that stuff.
You,
what's happening in pop culture kind of that I've missed? Anything?
In pop culture? I don't know. No. Chris Brown's out of jail.
Right.
Nothing.
It's good. You
crazy.
Found a job that where you can talk about all the things that you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. And then we have billboards in LA, which is weird.
I saw your picture on Facebook.
People have been Instagramming
it. It's a little cartoon of you?
Yeah, it's a cartoon of the group of people I do the show with. So that's kind of weird because I get random calls from people I haven't talked to in a long time saying, oh, I saw the billboard.
Yeah, that's really cool to have a billboard. Move to LA and 5 minutes later you have a billboard?
Yeah.
People dream of that for years.
We have
and
a
then they end up in the gutter
actually.
Or they're still hoping they get a billboard. That's
like some
great.
In San Monica, some in Hollywood.
I'll take a picture if I
it's
see
great.
It.
It's great, yeah. So it's fun.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That's good.
I love it here, but I love being here with you.
You do?
And talking about your relationship.
Okay,
and
so
overanalyzing everything.
Overanalyzing anything? Okay, so another thing is
making you upset.
You just made me upset just because I was already on the brink.
How many podcasts that you do without me that you get upset? Probably none.
None. No one upsets me. People
people
are nice.
People love drama though. See?
So we should fight more?
I'm not fighting.
No, people like drama. You're like my brother, whatever. I get it. No, you're right. People are usually typically nicer to me.
You're probably stressed out you're probably stressed out. This is why.
Why?
You don't want to hear any crap from me because your brother's been in town. I'm sure
he's been giving me.
I'm sure he killed you like every single day for the time he was here. How long was he here for?
Like 5 days.
5 days.
We got in a huge fight. He's like, "You're so small-minded." He's like, always tries to give me business advice. I'm like, "We can't talk about business because he thinks I should be doing all these other things." I'm like, "Are you going to pay for it? Like, really?" And he's like, "You're so small-minded." He started yelling at me. And then my mom calls me the other day. She goes, "Are you still going to be talking about blowjobs when you're 60? I mean, really? Is this really what you're going to keep doing?" And I'm like,
no.
"Mom, it's going well. It's my business."
So you've been beat up. I'm sorry.
I'm like, "Dr. Ruth was." She goes, "But she was the first one." I'm like, "My parents still think like Plan B."
Yeah.
"This is my life, people. I love this."
All right. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I apologize.
No, my family, they're in Michigan. And this is the first year I haven't gone back for 4th of July in like 20 years because my whole family's been out here so many times. So
yeah.
I just don't need to go. But yeah, my mom, do you believe that? Are you still going to be talking about blowjobs in 10 years, like 20 years? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
So
but yeah,
what if you
I think
are?
People knew. Yeah, I think she was kidding. It's because I was just having some issues with something.
I mean, your family, like, your mom is a really smart businesswoman. Your brother is really successful too. And
right.
They just, you know, they probably just don't understand the path that you've chosen.
No, right. And my mom always says to me, "Emily, you didn't choose the easy road." Like, because it is. Entertainment is the hardest career that you could choose in life. It really is.
It
like,
is.
You just,
it sucks.
It sucks. It really friggin' sucks. So it's hard. And there's a lot of rejection. There's a lot of things that you think are going in. And after 8 years, when I started the podcast, it was the first year podcasting was starting. There was no way anyone was going to ever like pay money or do anything, you know, to advert sponsors, which is why I appreciate you all listening to and supporting my sponsors, because I've finally been able to, you know, make a little bit of living off of this, doing my passion and helping people with their sex lives, which feels good. So, and then what else was I going to tell you about that? So no, but everything's good. Family's good. Relationship's supposed to go out with this guy tonight, although he just texted me. What'd he say?
What'd he say?
Okay, so he heard himself. I'm reading this in live time.
Uh-huh.
So we have – every guy I date like lives in Venice, I swear. He lives in farther now. But no, he said that he hurt his back and he might not be able to hang out. But now he said he's okay and hang when you can. Anyway, I don't know. That's all he said. But I'm like, if you don't want to get together, tell me. But he does. He just hurt his back. He in the gym. He pulled a muscle. I'm like, then I'm like, is he saying he doesn't want to get together? Mm-hmm. And then he does. But it's cool. So I had to read that to you all. All right, and then, I don't know, should we just get into some emails?
Yeah, go into emails. Apparently you don't want to talk about your life.
No, I do. I'm trying to think, because I've gone to this guy. I haven't, what else have I gone out? Who else?
I mean, what have you done, like, other than
dating?
Like, what have you done other than work to have fun? I mean,
So this is a really hard question because this upsets me as well. This actually started my whole thing with my mom because I was listening. Kate, do you ever listen to Tony Robbins?
No, but I know,
you know who
he is.
Right?
Yeah,
he's like a self-help guru. And I've always liked that's him and the message. So I got one of his courses, his DVD, list of CDs or whatever. My friend got it and gave it to me because no one buys CDs. You can usually download it. But then I transferred them all. And they're on my phone. And he was saying, in one column, I want you to... Oh God, this is so personal.
Why?
I don't know. But he was like, in one column, write down on the left all of the positive emotions you experienced in a week. And on the right side, all the negative.
Yeah.
And I was thinking lately, it's not that I don't have positive... I do, but it was a lot of anxious, worry, all this stuff. And then the positive was I think I laughed last week. And it's been stressful lately because running the business and just life. And so I feel like... To answer that question, I don't know what I've done that's very fun lately. And so after doing this analysis, I'm my life is passing. That's my mom and I were having this talk. It wasn't just she's like, "Are you going to be talking about blowjobs?" She's like, "I want you to have fun. I want you to live your life." But I've been so driven for so long to make this show work so I could do what I love. Because as we know from Misadvised, another thing that came up in that show very clearly was that my mom raised me that you never rely on a man or anyone else to take care of you. So as a young girl, when she told me that when I was 14, I was like, "Oh, well, then I better find what I love to do in life, because then if I'll be working my whole life." And so when I did this, I was like, "Sex with Emily is it. I'm done. I'm out. That's my job." But, you know, it's been a challenge. And so I feel like things are going well, too. So I have to take a step back. So I'm thinking, since it's the long weekend, I might just leave town by myself, which actually for me would be fun, like go to a spa or just go sit on the
beach. No, you should totally do that. I've caught myself because I would kill myself. I would be at the radio station 20 hours a day.
Right, you have been
impressed. But I've learned from my friends that are really successful, like, dude, you have to stop down for a while and just have fun.
Exactly.
You know, don't focus on, like, what is your next radio bit or something that you're, you know, you're going to write. There's time to work, and then there's time that you need to just...
And you're a better worker. Like, yeah. I'm better at this if I'm having more fun. And it's not that I'm not having fun. I have great friends. I go out, dinners and stuff. But nothing, like, really exciting have I done lately. And so that's where I realized, like, there's, like, a dearth of excitement in my life. So
it's Palm Springs.
Yeah, but it's really like 120 degrees there. But I don't think I would mind if I sat by the pool.
Right?
I know. I think I might just literally after the show just leave. I don't even have a bathing suit. Like, just
do it.
I know. I'm going to leave now, actually.
Oh, you're just going to leave me here?
I would never do that. No, it's just, But no, it's, you know, I'm glad I'm in LA.
Fun.
I will. And it's not that I don't. I sound like such a buzzkill right now. It's not that I don't have fun. It's just been, there's just a lot of little things going on lately. Facebook page got taken down because there was like a photo unpublished. There was a photo.
On my fan
page that someone.
Why did she text me?
Do you know anyone on Facebook?
Yeah.
Can you get my friggin' page? We got 30,000 likes in the past month.
Is it still?
We have 55 plus. Yeah, 1,000 and we do a lot on Facebook that helps people, and they took it down because there was like a fleshlight photo that had like a sort of a nipple slip or something.
Oh, see.
But I apologize. I appealed. I haven't heard anything, so that's like annoying too.
Is the fleshlight, was it the one thing it was a fleshlight that attaches to the iPad?
Did you see that? They just sent me one of that. Yeah. What's it called? The launch pad.
The launch pad.
Okay.
No, we're...
They're having sex with it.
Yeah.
They just sent me one yesterday. It's pretty friggin' amazing. It's the launch pad. Everyone should check it out. Click on my fleshlight banner on my website. Dudes are like having sex with their iPad with the flesh. It's like
a
fleshlight.
It's crazy.
Well, the fleshlight feels amazing, and you stick it your penis in, and if you're like having like, did you see the video
of
the guy
the
like
video,
having
no.
like phone sex, no. Skype sex with his girlfriend, and then he starts like having sex with the.
I saw
it's pretty crazy, but I think people are gonna freaking buy this thing.
Oh, of course
they should. I mean, it makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. I saw
you're already masturbating with your iPad. You know,
yeah, there was an article about it, and I was just researching it. And they had this one where somebody was having sex with Yoda. It was crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because, you know, you can put whatever video you want into it.
Yeah, exactly.
It. So,
you can
basically,
talk to your mother.
People don't
kidding,
know
don't
what
do
we're
that.
Talking about. You know, the fleshlight. You stick your penis
in it. It's a master male masturbation tool, the sleeve that you use. You stick your penis in it, and it simulates a feeling of real sex. And you're like, well, I have my hands. What the hell? It feels amazing. You know, switch up your masturbation, check it.
And now, so there's an attachment that lays on top of it where your iPad is laying flat and you look down on it and you could, you know, it could be like you're doing somebody doggy style. You can see the video and having sex with this thing. And I'm sure in the moment it seems real.
I mean, I'm not,
you know?
Yeah, it does seem real.
So.
Do you want one? I got a launch pad.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, show my friends. Yeah, if you have one,
try it. We bring it into your morning show.
I would totally bring it in,
dude. Lauren, we were just
talking about.
Oh my god, I have one in my. I'll bring it to you. It's friggin' amazing, and I'll bring you a flashlight too. I'll bring everyone a flashlight. You think you should bring me on your morning show, and I won't be dirty or swear and you know, think about the radio. I mean, I do love Line. I've never sworn on it, done anything bad on there.
I know.
You're not gonna bring me on. We're just. You should talk about sex.
We just don't bring on guests. Really.
Oh, whatever. I'll just drop one off.
We've had like two guests since we've been here.
Okay. That's cool. So what were you gonna say?
But eventually I'll get
whatever,
you
I'll just
show.
Give you a fleshlight.
It just
because
has
you're
to...
gonna love this. You're gonna like I'm just telling you, I told you, I gave it to my guy friend. He's like, I would leave my wife if it could cook the fleshlight. Like that's how good it feels. Apparently. Like if I had a penis for a day, I would.
So if you want to find this thing and get a discount,
fleshlight. You go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're all over the place today. Let's
should we
talk.
Just have a moment of silence?
Yeah, just, you know, talk with me here.
I am.
What's going on?
I did talk
you're
to you.
You're just too stressed out.
Told him when I came in, I was like, you guys, I got it. No, I'm good. I'm not stressed. I want to just be free this weekend.
Okay.
And I still have one more thing that I have to write. There's this new show. I can't really talk about it, actually, can I?
Okay.
Forget it. Can I? On USA Network called Satisfaction. Is that what it's called? You've heard about it? And they sent me the the pilot to watch because they want me to write about it because it's all about relationships. And it's really good. I actually watched it yesterday and I'm writing a blog about it, but it's about a couple. And I think it premieres mid-July on USA. And it's about a couple. And it was really interesting because where a lot of my friends are now are exactly where this couple, they've been married for 18 years. They have a kid. He's working all the time. She doesn't feel appreciated. He has a freak out at work, like pulls like a whole like Jerry Maguire, like I'm about the people. This job sucks, but doesn't get fired. The boss thinks he's joking. Goes on a trip to New York. Flight gets delayed, canceled. He comes back home, catches his wife having an affair, but doesn't say anything. And long story, it just unrolls. But that's a lot of the, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but the issues that they're having is like, so what I hear from people every single day, it's sort of the, you know, been together. We no longer prioritize sex. Like she's at the gym with her younger friend who's like, what do you mean? How often do you guys have sex? She's like, 3 times a week. And the wife is like, when you get married, you don't have sex anymore. And it was just all these things about, you know, I just feel like I talk to so many friends today too that are like have kids and the sex falls by the wayside. And what would you do if you could cheat but no one would know? And like all these things that come up. And I thought it was really well done. It kind of reminded me of like a Californication.
Really?
Yeah.
Which you love, right?
Which I love. Do you like it?
I never watched it.
You didn't? I love Californication.
I heard it was really good.
It's kind of like a David Duchovny.
You like it because, well, it is David Duchovny.
No, but this guy on the show stars in the USA show is sort of similar. Not as similar, but I don't know. Something about the way it was, it reminded me of those issues.
Good.
Yeah, it's good. So I did that. Watch that. Okay.
Oh, there's a movie coming out.
I have to write the blog post today, so I want to be done, but I still have work to do. That's my problem.
There's a movie coming out called Sex Tape, which I'm going to the premiere of that. And it's about people that work at a radio station, the guy, and they decide to make a sex tape, but they use an iPad. And a lot of iPads and iPhones, if you're signed up on the cloud, anything that you take a picture of or do videos, it'll automatically upload to your cloud. So they took like a work laptop and made a sex tape out of the –
No way.
Out of the iPad, I'm sorry. And it the video uploaded to the cloud so everyone at work could see it.
That's hilarious. The
Who knows?
Okay, Cameron Diaz.
After that, yeah.
That's funny. I saw it. There's a big billboard above my house for it.
Of course.
LA, like,
yeah. It says sex tape right before your house.
They like outlaw billboards in San Francisco, but here there's like the billboards everywhere. Yeah, I want to see it.
Cool.
I heard it was good. Maybe I'll see movies this week. I'm just not going to talk to anyone. Go away and see movies.
Do it.
Okay, I'm going to. Okay, let's get into the emails. Thanks, everyone, for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Sex with Emily, and eventually on Facebook.com/Sex with Emily when they put the page up. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'll be off to college in August, and I want to know what you would recommend for a sex toy starter kit. I'm no nympho, but I'm ready to start exploring and possibly become one. Also, where can I learn about sex? Any tips for a college girl? You're my expert, Sydney. Well, Sydney, you've come to the right place. Where can you learn about sex? Well, I've got 2,000 podcasts. I've got a website. You can start there. But let's start with your first question, sex toys. Have you ever masturbated before? You didn't answer that question. You didn't say that in here, but if you've never even masturbated, I would start by just exploring your own body. But it doesn't hurt if you do want to try a sex toy. That's usually the first thing that's going to get you there. So if you go to my website and click on the Good Vibes banner, you'll see all my favorite toys that I'm about to mention. But I think to start out, it's great to get a clitoral vibrator, stimulator like a bullet, or the I love the Girls by Vibratex. They're these cutest little tiny vibrators that each look like a different – like they have the ears and they have these little – I can't even explain the Girls. They're just amazing. There's 3 different ones. And I would just start with your clitoris. I would start using lots of lube. I would also say that if you want to find your G-spot, there's a lot of G-spot toys. We just did a show on this recently. And I would just say lube, a G-spot toy, a clitoris toy, and maybe some porn, or just try to fantasize on your own and see what feels good. I love that you're off to college and you're doing all this. And I would say before you even start having sex, a lot of sex with someone, the women who have the best sex long-term for their whole life are the women who spend the time getting to know their bodies. So I think this is the perfect time for you to do it. And there's also the Dahlia by Vibratex. D-A-H-L-I is like my new favorite rabbit-style vibrator that you can also get a Good Vibes. And use coupon code Emily for 15% off if you get any of those toys. Any sex tips? I mean, you want sex tips? I've got hundreds of blogs on my website. I would go there, buy my book, Hot Sex Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight. And with the toys, maybe just get some lower priced ones to start, and just so you can kind of get a vibe for what you vibe with. How about that?
Yeah,
the Jeju Mimi, you know, I love. Uh-huh. That's great for during intercourse.
What about the Oh My Bod?
The Oh My Bod, I love.
The one that I always pimp out.
I love the Oh My Bod. The Oh My Bod is great. They make, their new Love Lifeline. Thank you. Mm-hmm. They have great, they have a great little clitoral one. It's called Oh My Bod Love Lifeline. And they're all cute. They're pink and they have little hearts on them. But the Oh My Bod started, you remember this, like mm-hmm. in 2006, they called into the show because it connected to your iPod at the time. Yeah. So you could still buy those as well from Oh My Bod, where your music syncs to the vibrator. Mm-hmm. You get down with your music and your vibe.
Throw on some JT or, you know.
Yeah.
If you really want to get crazy, maybe some.
What would be a crazy vibration song?
Crazy vibration song? I would say any type of EDM music.
I don't want it to stop and start. I just want to go. Is there any music that goes like that?
Dubstep, probably.
Dubstep. Like that? No, like.
Or maybe just like if it's a video iPod. Then, you know, download the new Transformers and then all the sounds from there would probably be crazy vibration.
Oh, my God. And it's a great gift, too. They also make the vibrating panties as well. We just found those in my garage.
Didn't you have, like, some remote control panties one time?
I did. Yes. And I actually used them at a party. I think they're really fun. I haven't talked about them in a while, but they...
It's been years.
Years. That was years and years ago because mm-hmm. I remember who I was dating. So it was probably, like, 5 years ago. And we went to this party. And they come in, like, one size fits all. You can just, again, go to Good Vibes... Google vibrating panties or just click on my website thing. But it's they're black panties, one size fits all. They did fit me. And mm-hmm. it's you stick the little vibrator inside the, you know, under the flap, like where your vagina goes. Mm-hmm. You stick the vibrator in there. And then you give the remote to your partner. So you're at a party or you're at dinner and he plays, you know, he can like turn mm-hmm. it on and I'm talking to someone or getting a drink. It's sexy. It's like foreplay. It's hot to be out in public. Yeah. And it's kind of like having sex in public, but not. Mm-hmm. And super. Why do you want a pair?
No, I was just bringing it up.
You remember
you're
that?
Talking about it.
Yeah, it was fun. Good memory. So you do listen to me too.
See,
I just didn't remember what kind of friggin' taco you like.
That's my favorite taco. You would think you would remember.
I remember so many other things about you.
Hurt my feelings so much.
I love you. Okay, so this guy does not want to intimidate his partner. This is from Eric. Okay. Emily, longtime listener, big fan.
Hold on, let me guess. He has a huge penis.
Nope.
All right.
Yeah, but we've gotten those before. Okay. Is there anything that I should hold back on sexually during an encounter with a new partner? I don't want to intimidate them. Thank you, Eric.
That's very
hold back on your big penis.
Yeah. No, that's very general, though. You would think like, oh, I'm really into, you know, dressing up like a baby or something like that, you know?
Yeah. No, I think it's a great question, Eric. I mean, I'm curious what you're holding back on because mm-hmm. I want to know that. But I would just say before you go into anything with someone, you got to communicate. The first time you're with someone is not the time to whip out your... You know, your whips and chains and your mm-hmm. furry rabbit outfit or your... What did you used to have? What was your furry outfit that you were wearing?
That I was
Teletubby
wearing?
Teletubby.
Oh, Teletubby. Yeah, I have a...
Don't wear your Teletubby outfit. But I would say just communicate. Ask her what she likes while you're doing it. Is there anything she'd like to try? But I wouldn't get too kinky, too crazy at the first time you have sex with someone. Just, you know, be yourself. And the truth is, though, women, I think, prefer... A little more just that you're paying attention and you're in touch with what she needs and her desires and all that. But if you want to, you know, maybe the second or third time, be a little more aggressive or talk dirty. I mean, see how it goes. But I think it's the first time it's good to play it kind of vanilla.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this. Since, you know, you go and you like to date, like, whacked out guys, what is the craziest thing that a guy has been into? That you found?
That's a great question. The first time I've been with him or just in general?
No, just in general. Like, oh, this guy was really into...
Oh, God. See, it's so funny because that's like the question I always get asked is by reporters is, so what's the craziest thing you've ever been asked? And I keep telling them, I'm like, I need
not
to come...
Not for them.
No, but for me, let me think. So to me, nothing is that friggin' weird, but I'm trying to remember if anyone did anything because I'm so like open sexually that I don't think of things... I mean, no one ever did anything that I was... super offended by, but there was a guy like the first time we're together, he was just really into like my butt and wanted to like stick my, like do a bunch of anal stuff when mm-hmm. I like the first time we were together and I
The first time we were together?
Yeah, first time we were, like, fooling around, he's, like, sticking his hand out. I'm like, I'm not even having sex. He's like, what are you doing? He's, like, really obsessed with my ass, like, in that way. But that wasn't so – see, I'm not going to have a question for this. Anything so weird.
I mean – all right.
But I've had guys who are into friggin' everything, and I'm usually kind of, like, try everything once. You know, there's been nothing that I was, like, super freaked out by that I can remember, but I should probably put it in the book that I'm going to write. Let me think. Oh, my God. You caught me. I know I have had weird things.
It's okay. Like, so we – we do on this, that morning show thing that I'm part of, we do this thing called the Freak of the Week. And so it's terrible. My job is I have to go through the Craigslist casual encounters and I look for the craziest stuff.
So what do you find?
Oh my God. I find stuff where, this guy, he's like, oh, my wife is out of town. I'm looking for another guy that's interested in a guy that likes guys that are dressed from the waist down in pantyhose and heels.
Right, very specific.
Come over if you want to. This other one was crazy because I didn't think a woman would ever do this, but a woman's like, I made a glory hole in my apartment and I'm looking for people to come over and use it. Wow. Which I don't believe it was a woman at all. Believe it was probably a guy.
Yeah, you can't trust anything you read on friggin' Facebook.
It was totally a guy pretending to be a girl to get more guys to come over, you know?
And watch them, I'm sure. And I'm sure it happened. But you guys, be careful on Craigslist. I can't believe I thought they took down all the casual encounters.
No, it's still there.
It is? It's good. But, I mean, I feel like
it
could kill you. Yeah.
You can because you're meeting up with random people, but people are doing that on Grindr and they're doing it on Tinder and all that kind of
stuff too.
But, you know, it seems like Craigslist is the place where they take it to the extreme.
Right. They can take it to the extreme. So, like, I feel like guys I'm with, like, never – I'm trying to think. Like, there was nothing – I mean, some guy really, like, to slap my ass, like, on the second date. And, like, I let him slap – because I don't mind if he slapped my ass, but he did it really hard. I had, like, his handprint on my ass the next day. But I liked him, too. We ended up dating for a while. I'm like, I have your handprint on my ass. He's like, that's really hot. Okay, we have to take a break here for our sponsors real quickly.
All right.
So, everyone, I've already talked about goodvibes.com today. They carry all the best sex toy brands, and you should really support them. They're sex-positive, amazing retailer, goodvibes.com. Get the Vibratex Dahlia. It's like the old rabbit, but it's even better. The girls are great for clitoral stimulation, and you get 20% off when you use coupon code EMILY. You can even get the strongest, most orgasmic vibrator of all time, the Magic Wand. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibes banner to see my favorite toys. And there's a little store there, and you can see everything that I love. Also, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just thinking of another Craigslist ad that you'd probably be interested in.
Okay, one more thing I've talked about, Promescent. So Promescent is friggin' taking off right now. You know, I've been talking about them for about a year, but they're the only treatment for premature ejaculation. But it's not just premature ejaculation. It's like if you just want to last, like let's say you last 5 minutes and you want to last 10, because they're like, this is an orgasm gap, right? Mm-hmm. Men orgasm in like 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10. Women takes them maybe 20. Mm-hmm. So it's just a delay spray that you put on your penis and helps you last longer. So it's quickly absorbing. You don't even have to think about baseball or anything, so you don't ejaculate. You can focus on your partner's hot body now that you have the time to make them orgasm. And Promescent closes the arousal gap and the orgasm gap between men and women because you get there faster than she did. So check out Promescent. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. Go to Promescent.com to find out more. Okay, tell me. What's the other story?
You're saying that you want to have fun. I saw this Craigslist ad.
Yeah, I feel so lame. Yeah.
Where a guy, he's looking for someone to go to Burning Man with.
Oh.
And because his girlfriend can't go because of business.
Oh, sure.
But no, said in the ad that you had to meet the girlfriend.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So he wants to go have some like crazy sexual experiences with you at Burning Man?
Well, no, he said nothing sexual in the
But why do you need the girlfriend?
Why does it have to be a girl?
Right, exactly. You know? Why does it be the girl to meet the girlfriend? But he doesn't like that's kind of like beating around the bush.
Yeah, but it's something that I'm sure you would be into because you hang out with like, you know,
Burning Man
exes
people
all the time.
I hang out with my exes, yeah. And I'd be like the person.
And you would totally
for that.
Love Burning Man. That would be
there.
Like your thing.
I've been to Burning Man.
I know, but
do you remember when I don't know if I knew you when I went.
No, I think you did. We had like weird Burning Man people on the
show. Oh, right, right. Brought, like, I slept with one of them by mistake.
they brought their book of photos, which I thought you're not supposed to take photos, but I've been seeing a lot.
No, everyone does photos in movies, but I had this guy on the show that I slept with by mistake, and he was, I don't even want to talk about it, but he was an asshole, and not to me, but this whole thing happened that, anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. Drama.
No, I'm just saying that, you know.
Burning Man's awesome, though, and I really want to go this year. I haven't been in, like, 10 years.
I mean, okay, I'm sure that Burning Man is fun and all that, but you gotta look out with the type of people that you're hooking up that are going to Burning Man.
No, but there's all these people there. There's like sober people. There's all ages.
Yeah, but I know.
It's in the desert. It's in Nevada in the desert. It's like 60,000 people.
Every single person that I've met that goes to Burning Man, something is a little bit off about them.
You think nothing's off about you?
No, I don't think that nothing is off about me, but I'm talking about on another level.
Like what? Like spiritually or like freaked out or what?
Just like...
Like me? Like wacky?
Trying to pretend that like they're hippies from, you know, the 60s and 70s type thing, you know?
I can see that. I mean, I think it's just a place people go to express themselves. A lot of people do drugs. They dance. 60,000 people in the desert. They build amazing art. If you're into art, it's a really cool place to go. It's very hot.
Yeah, they mask all the orgies with art.
People, you know, I'm so bummed, but when I was there, I didn't see any orgies. And what? I'm kind of pissed because, if anything, I should be invited to an orgy while I'm at Burning Man.
Totally.
So I think I might go and just start my own orgy. Oh. What if no one came? What if I had an orgy and no one came? That'd be so sad.
So I do have an epic story that I could share.
Okay.
That it was just in the news recently. So, you know, there's been the anniversary of the OJ case.
Yep.
Well, everyone remembers watching the high-speed chase. Well, at the time, there was two rival helicopter pilots that claimed that they were the first one to see the truck and all this stuff. And they fought for years over it. Well, fast forward to today, both of them have both become women.
Seriously?
And now they're best friends.
Are you serious?
Swear.
Where is this story? What is it?
Yeah, you can just look it up online. You Google it. But both of the helicopter pilots are now women.
They both and they
hated each other at the time.
Right, probably because they both were like knew that they were off or knew that they were so similar.
Yeah, but it's a pretty epic story.
That is an epic story.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that.
Get on the internet, people. Look it up and read about it.
No, but I still have to work. I still have to write this blog for you for satisfaction. Take me a while. But you're right. It's almost here. I still have stuff to do. I know. Me too. I'm like having a meltdown.
Making me.
What? Should we go?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I just pick off with Okay.
I'll just say yeah. That's so. It's really cool. People should look it up.
Okay.
And then start from there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. People should look it up.
Definitely. Okay. Another email. Dear Emily, I think you're great, and I always enjoy listening to your positive, energetic, and informative podcast. I've been married for 18 years, and it just seems hopeless. I know that I please my wife when we have sex, as I spend a prolonged period kissing her breast, stimulating her G-spot with my hand, and rubbing her clitoris until she climaxes. There's some kissing during this, but her kissing is not very passionate, as she barely moves her mouth. After she climaxes, she will climb on top and we'll have intercourse until I climax. I'm not allowed to go down on her as she thinks it's gross, and she will not give me oral as that is out of her comfort zone. She's very quiet during sex and only starts moving when she's near climax. I've talked to her, told her that I need more, but she's not willing to try new things. A constant mantra of hers is, I don't like change. She's not shown any initiative to upgrade her sex game. We are in our early 50s, and frankly, it takes more attention for me to maintain an erection than it did a few years ago, and I could use some more effort on her part. I think when we first married, neither of us was particularly experienced or sexually adventurous, but I would like to be more adventurous, and this doesn't seem possible with her. I'm still considered good-looking and physically fit, and thought of being sent into this dreary, hopeless sex life for the rest of my life is depressing at best. Other than the obvious, is there a good reason why I should not cheat? Soldiering on in the East Coast, thanks, Ben.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, Ben.
I mean,
this is like the satisfaction, the USA show, yeah.
It is. Well, let me ask you this, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for all the podcasts that I have been on, why is it all these emails coming recently where women are just not into it? What's going on?
I don't know that it's that women. Okay, so what happens?
It seems like we're getting a lot more complaints from guys.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think that when you're in a relationship for a long time, that frustrations can build up. Well, and I think for a couple, they've also been together 20 years, so they never communicated about their sex life early on. And what I'm always telling people is you need to talk about your sex life at the beginning so you already know how to discuss it, and then you can evolve, because our sex life changes in our 20s, 30s, 40s. We're always changing. But I think that women, you know, and men get frustrated with their sex life because it has to do with beyond the sex life. Like, let's say he's working all the time. Like, this is something in the show too, that he's working all the time and he's at home and she doesn't – women want to feel appreciated, adored. You know, they want to feel desired. They want to feel beautiful. And I'm not sure, Ben, you know, I don't know if you've been doing that. Have you been making her feel desired? And have you been making her feel into it? I get she's saying, I don't like change, and she's not into the sex. And I would say before you cheat, do not cheat ever. Go to couples therapy. Figure out, is she the person you want to be with? I have to tell you, couples therapy will fast track any issues you're dealing with. Well, I assume if you've been together 18 years, these are not new issues. But by going to therapy, and I know I say this a lot, it's only because it works. I have a friend who just told me we were at dinner the other night and she couldn't get her husband to go, and they finally went to therapy. She's like, within 2 hours, she summed up the whole situation. We know exactly what our issues are, and now they know what the issue is, and now they're going to figure out if it's going to work, and they're going to take another few months, work on this issue, and if it doesn't go away, they're done. Now, most couples stick together for 20 years without ever talking about it, and then they just get divorced or you cheat. But I would say if you really care about your wife and you love her, which I know that you do, or you married her and you've been with her this long, that don't cheat on her. Break up with her if you're going to cheat on her. Just go and work on this stuff. Make her talk about why she thinks oral sex is gross. I mean, she might have some hangups that happened to her when she was younger sexually. I mean, I just get the feeling you guys have never talked about anything because you're having sex the same way for the last 20 years. So I think that it's women and men who get fried. But you're right. Women over time, just everyone over time. And when you're with the same person, if you don't talk about what's going on, and she could be mad at him for something that happened, so she can't get it. She can't get turned on if there's all these issues she's having with him that he doesn't even know about. So I think for women, since the brain is our largest sex organ, that it probably has nothing to do with her, the sex per se, but the sex is a indicator of other things going on.
Yeah, you're annoying her somehow.
Yeah, or she, and she's probably annoying him. So don't cheat on her. And it doesn't sound to me like, Ben, like you've tried everything, because you say you're having sex the same way. She says, I don't like change. But you're not talking about the issues at hand.
Yeah.
She thinks it's gross. Well, do you know why she thinks oral sex is gross? I mean, you should figure that out, because once we can tell her how not gross it is, she's going to want you to go down on her every day.
You're going to say your famous line.
Communication is a lubrication.
Lubrication. Also, it's funny because, all right, I'm going to use an example of a TV show that I watched, Little People, Big World. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Not yet.
So it's two little people, and then they actually recently been talking. I don't know if they got divorced or they were talking about getting a divorce or whatever. And you watch the show, like, the guy on the show, he totally, like, annoys the hell out of everybody.
Right.
But he is not aware that he's annoying everyone.
People are not aware.
At all.
Right.
So you can tell why she wants to leave him, but he probably has no clue.
No clue.
Because guys, we don't pick up on signs at all. We think everything's fine, you know, unless you tell us. We don't know what the problem is.
We want guys to figure it out. We want them to. And it's true. You'll hear that. We want them to be mind readers. We want you to be mind readers. Yeah. We want you to know exactly what we want. We want you to, you know, appreciate us, tell us we're beautiful. We want you to know that, you know, if we bought you something, a little gift, we want you to be appreciative. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all these things, and men want stuff from us too. But I think women especially when it comes to sex, we think that guys will know what to do. But they never know what to do, because even if they've been with a million people, every woman's different. So you can't rely and be mad at someone if you didn't communicate your needs.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
And that's all the time we have today on the show.
Oh, it's just a great show.
I know. I love seeing you. I'll be on another episode soon whenever
you I love it.
Want to release it. So how many times do you cheat on me a week with other people
and
do other shows?
Just once. I do another show. But you could do it. I mean, honey, you're always welcome to be on the show, but you don't. You don't come in all the time. But yeah, one other.
So I know, we release two shows a week. This is your 24-hour life, you know?
Yeah, this is my life. You have another life. You just drop in on my life, and I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you'll be back soon, and it's awesome seeing you. And thanks, everyone. Check me out. We do these Twitter chats on Wednesdays, 12:30 to 1 Pacific Standard Time. It's at Sex with Emily, and I answer all your sex questions in 30 minutes, and it's been very popular. So check that out. Check everything out at Sex with Emily, and thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. I appreciate it, and I know I talk a lot about sex toys on the show, and you all email me, which one should I get? It can be so overwhelming to choose. Or maybe if you're like me, you want to try everything. Well, thank God there's a new home delivery service that wraps a sex shop in great discreet packaging, send it straight to your door. Spicy Subscriptions is a monthly delivery box with a fun theme each month to help you improve your sex life, complete with the latest sex accessories like vibrators, lube, and massage oils that are picked out by sex experts and relationship experts. Plus, you get to try a new one each month. It's the perfect way to add an extra spark in the bedroom. In fact, this is amazing. 80% of subscribers have noticed an improvement in their sex life by getting this little box, because it's like I always talk about on the show, you need something to spice up your relationship. So what if you could look forward to this little box coming every month? How fun is that? If you're looking for a way to spice up your already fabulous sex life and love a little variety, Spicy Subscriptions is definitely worth checking out. To get started with your Spicy Subscription, go to spicysubscriptions.com. Use code Emily and you receive a free deluxe toy and 5% off your order. Or if you get a 4 to 8 month subscription, you'll get a free deluxe toy and your first spice box for free. That's spicysubscriptions.com. Use code Emily. Do I have to do TrueCar as well? Mm-hmm. Fuck, one more. Okay. TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,000 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com, find out what other people paid for the car that you're looking for. Then you just register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step, simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, never ever pay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Are you going to be able to edit out all my fuck-ups? Thank you.
It was good.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, I was really laughing the whole first time because we never hear you get all like antsy.
I don't. I mean, you heard me like get angry?
Yeah.